USA have started figuring the president's tariffs against China and a resulting retaliation into this month's grain and livestock reports. Chief economist Seth Myers says USA included the tariff effect in the hogs and pigs and grain stocks reports that go into the monthly world ag supply and demand estimates.
We assume policy in place. So tariffs that China has placed on us in retaliation and the tariffs we have placed on them are assumed to continue throughout the remainder of this marketing year and into next marketing year.
Starting with two major commodities.
We're incorporating the tariff effects that are in place. We primarily see that in cotton and in pork in these balance sheets.
But despite the China tariffs, Meyer says other effects have depressed hog prices so far.
I would have said that supplies in the hogs and pigs report should have been supportive of hog prices, and yet we made some downward revisions, a significant part of that being trade effects.
I'm Lori Boyer for AgNet West.